All right, everybody, welcome, welcome. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to kind of dive into how we train people and kind of how we developed our first 400 program, which is a big mainstay in our practices right now.
So if you have not been with us before, every Tuesday in our practices is called Toolbox Tuesday, where we pick one of the tools out of the hundreds that we have available in our asset arsenal and make sure that everyone is on the same page with that resource. We are starting our first 400 series on our front office training program. So for the next 8 weeks, we're going to take a front office team member through training week by week in real time so that you can see some of the objections and some of the things that we are highlighting every week as they are going through their first 400 with us. And the first 400 is called that because it is the first 400-ish hours that they're working with us. So this has enabled us to accelerate our onboarding time from 6 months to 60 days.
Yeah, which has been huge for us, especially given a lot of the hiring climate, the HR climate that we have really over the last 5 or 6 years. And it allowed us to kind of broaden our reach and who we were able to bring on, meaning people not necessarily with a lot of dental experience. And some have been our almost all of our best team members have come to us that are brand new to dentistry, which has been really huge. And it's been their career path, and it's this is I think this program is a big reason why that happened.
And this has also enabled us to ensure that we're not missing steps along the way. You know, it's very easy for existing team members to assume, well, I thought that we went over that, or I thought someone else went over that, or we mentioned that. It's literally a checklist sent us in it multiple times before. You know, a pilot is going through a checklist on the first day that they fly and the last day that they fly. So we have a checklist for everything just to make sure that we're not glossing over at anything with anyone to give them the best chance for success.
Absolutely.
So we start with week one, obviously, in our practices with how a new team member is going to be participatory on our team. And we expect new team members to be participatory from day one. Now, that's not to say that they're going to have all of the questions answered on day one, but you're hiring them for a reason, right? They need to be helping drive your production schedule. They need to be helping be a support to your existing team members to be assisting with patients. And anyone can do that from the first day. They can greet a patient who walks in the door without having a lot of training, right? That doesn't mean that they are just a decoration. We say that in our practices all the time. You're not just a decoration in the corner. We want you to be an active participant. So this starts for us with our team roadmap. We have a roadmap that lists out everything that we do in our practices for the entire day by department. It's color-coded at what points in the day that those things happen. So if it's at the beginning of the day, before lunch, during lunch, they know exactly what their responsibilities are. It also has a timeline of how long that task should be taking. Now, of course, we all know there might be a patient question that ends up taking 20 minutes of accounting research, but if every email you're answering is taking 20 minutes, then we need to take a step back because something is missing then as far as the training aspect of things is concerned. So this also helps from an accountability standpoint, both for our new team members and our existing team members.
Yeah, this is essentially our master checklist is what it is. And it gives us accountability because everyone has to initial on it. Like Jennifer said, it has gives them kind of a map of when and how long certain things should take. And then by color, by department, by role in the practice. The idea with this is even someone that is in there, what we're talking about right now, week one, can look at that and figure out where they're supposed to fit in. If they know
And
which
this also,
one, yeah.
no, go ahead, Sam. I'm sorry.
Nope, that's it.
I say this also enables us to ensure that things are evenly split. We rotate out zones throughout the course of the day and the week so that, you know, the new team member, for example, isn't being hazed with just all of the responsibilities that someone else doesn't want to do. Everyone is doing all of the responsibilities at some point throughout the course of the week. You know, taking out the trash is not everybody's highlight of the day, but it has to be done. Financial policies. This is a huge one for front office team members. Money can be a sticky subject that intimidates a lot of people, and we do not buy into the I'm new here, so I can't help with finances. Yes, they need training. Yes, they need scripting on how we respond to these things. But if they are afraid to ask people for money, they will not work in our practices. And we want to know that sooner rather than later. You know, we literally have had team members be afraid to take a check for a certain dollar amount and they're acting like it's a bomb or something. Like they have to get over that very, very quickly. So we put them in what we call the hot seat, where they're the ones that are checking in patients and checking out patients. very quickly so that we can see if they're going to be able to handle being in that position.
Yeah, this is you know, part of this is getting people exposed to what their job is as quickly as possible. And I think what the problem we've seen a lot, in the kind of earlier years, and even sometimes when they come through this program, we have to kind of fine tune a little bit, but is their position or what they get accustomed to in the first few months of working in an office or our office is drastically different than what they're expected to be in the, 3 months and beyond, right? And so the idea behind this is let's get them kind of exposed to what they're supposed to be doing, how they're supposed to fit in, how they're supposed to participate and contribute to the team from day one. At least get them understanding that from day one and then what those roles are.
Well, and I think that it helps also not have so much buildup to it. If you're, oh, well, you're not going to collect money until week five, all of a sudden they're stressing about
Right,
that
right,
for
right,
the
right.
next 5 weeks when it doesn't need to be that big of a deal. Again, we're very big on cross training. We're very big on everyone helping with everything. So let's get them integrated into that as soon as possible. And that goes along with check in, check out. Same thing with our back office assistants. We train them to be able to do this as well. And this is a flow thing. If the front office happens to be tied up, we want the back office to be able to check someone in or check someone out so that it's not impacting our schedule if everyone happens to walk in the door at the same time. We had this
Right.
happen in one of our offices a couple weeks ago. We start at 7 in the morning and we had patients, literally 4 patients waiting outside the door like we were having a Black Friday super sale. I'm like, hello and good morning. And we were a little bit off schedule from our standard check-in process because we had people that were waiting for things. So. Accounting questions. This again ties into financing, having our scripting available. The way that we handle accounting in our practices is unless it's a very quick answer, if it's something that we have to research, we're going to contact those patients back. We're not going to have someone waiting in the waiting room for a half an hour while we're breaking down the last year of 15 family members' accounts. We don't want to have a scene if there's going to be a question about finances. So we want to have all of that information for that patient in advance. And then that way we can have a productive conversation and simplify it for them. People are already overwhelmed a lot of times with the numbers and the dental care that they're receiving. If all of a sudden we're throwing a bunch of numbers at them, we don't want that to be additionally overwhelming for them.
Yeah, and so many of these topics we're kind of going over are just scratching the surface on how in depth we go to a lot of these topics. But this is kind of an overarching theme is that when we get accounting questions, when we get certain questions that we do need to research, there's a protocol for explaining to the patient kind of when to get back to them, and it's almost never immediately, because then we have a protocol about how we research that, how we respond, how we kind of verify. Usually there's two eyes that are better than one on those situations, just to make sure we're not missing anything and we're not giving people wrong information if they do have an accounting question or a billing question, something, an insurance question, something like that.
Reconciliation, this is a challenge for existing team members. For us, we can look at it that A plus B equals C or it doesn't. You'd be amazed at how many times I hear otherwise. My very favorite response about reconciliation is Open Dental did something to me. Open Dental didn't do anything to you, or it's going to be better tomorrow. It's going to be better tomorrow. Open Dental isn't healing overnight and is going to magically pop out a different number for you tomorrow. We need to make sure reconciliation is done. And this again, we're not looking for people to be CPAs here, but we need them to have just some basic math skills and know what tools that they have available for them to use.
Right.
We have test outs for our team members for all of the main tasks and for each week in their first 400 process. Now, we have plenty of team members who break the system. We have plenty of team members who cheat on their tests, just like everybody did in high school. They're not helping each other or themselves when they do that. And I remind them of this because when they're testing out, the final question of the test out is, I can do all of the tasks mentioned above for this week
Right.
independently. And if you are signing off that you can do that, and then that is what the team expectation is, and you cannot, you again are being dishonest and not doing yourself any favors. So the test outs that we have, I've said this before in other modules as well. They are not meant to be something that is some SAT prep strategy course you have to study for. I'm not tripping them up. I'm not doing well. It could be B and potentially C. Those should be slam dunks. So if they're not passing those tests, that is a red flag to them and to our point people, which are our leadership team, that we need to go back and re-review those skills so that they are set up for the best success. And then last but not least, we have a sign-off that we do at the end of every week where the new team member is doing a checklist of all of the tasks that they should have mastered in that week. They're signing off if they have any questions about those remaining tasks and what their goals are for the next week. And then one of our leadership team members is going to verify, yes, they can do all of these tasks. We're on the same page as far as what the goals are for the next week. And then this is posted for our doctor team and our leadership team so that everyone is on the same page of where this new team member is in their training process. These are the things that they are aware of they need to work on to help improve communication across the board. And then that way, if someone has something to add, hey, I think we need to focus on this, or I've seen this be an issue, everyone's on the same page. We're really trying to not from a public humiliation standpoint by any stretch of the imagination, but we're really trying to demystify this training in a silo situation. We're all here to help and we're all invested in everyone's success as a whole. So let's not have it be a secret between just one person. Like, no, this is the team that's going to help you. Everyone is aware of where some of your challenges might be to also help hold them accountable to set the new team members up for success.
Yeah, and this also gets the whole team on the same page too, because throughout the whole process, and I think this is something that's one of the most critical parts of this whole program, is that the entire team knows exactly where that person is in this track, in this training program. Meaning we're talking about it every day. And so if someone's falling behind on something, if they're accelerating in certain areas, if they need someone to help them, to kind of get through certain areas because they're not understanding one aspect of it, they have a buddy, they have a person that they can kind of go to, whether that person is in the same office or not. It really doesn't matter a lot of times. But they have someone to kind of watch over them, and not just one person, it's multiple people that have an awareness of where that person is. And the sign-offs really are, at that point, are almost like a formality, because they kind of, we see where that trainee, where that person that we're onboarding is for the last few weeks usually. And so it's really not a surprise if someone's going to be, signed off or not. It's more of a formality, because that's they're tracking them the entire way through.
Well, and we're going to talk about this as we go on in the next few weeks here, but the objections that come up, because I can just about put it on the calendar of when these objections are going to come up from new team members, existing team members, and our doctors. They are on a schedule on just about every single one. And it's not that I'm trying to throw it in their face, but it does give us something to go back to. If all of a sudden, 3 weeks down the road, they're saying, oh my gosh, this new team member isn't checking in any patients. I have to check them in every single time, and hair is on fire. Time out, because 3 weeks ago you signed off saying that they were doing this independently. So
Right,
where did the
right.
breakdown happen? Or same thing with doctors. We've talked a lot with doctors about, hey, it's not that you want to just beat on your staff about every little thing all the time, but if you let something go 10 times and then blow at 11, they're looking at you going, where did this jerk come from? You didn't say anything. So the same thing, if the doctors are noticing something, but they're not saying it, and we're giving them a forum to let us know if there's a situation, we'll go, again, time out. What are you talking about that, this person can't present treatment plans because you had the post 2 weeks ago that everything was good to go. So it just helps accountability as a whole as the team.
Yeah, and I think that the accountability to the people taking them through the program is almost more important than the accountability for the trainee. And the biggest reason behind that is they're going to follow the lead of the person who's in charge, or they see as in charge, or they see leading them through, right? And so if they're telling them they got it, it's no big deal, don't worry about it, we can do it later, whatever all these different things are. They're going to think that that's the way they can act, and they can operate going forward.
This is just the beginning of this conversation. Like I said, this is just week one. Week two, we're going to start next week talking about treatment planning and how we have new team members doing treatment presentations again very quickly in the process to help drive that production. That is the ultimate goal for your new team members. So, in the meantime, if you would like to reach out and discuss how we could help with a team training plan for your practices or how we could help as a private client, you can reach out to us at connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com. Our website is pathwaydentalsolutions.com, and we are on all of the social media platforms as well. So please feel free to reach out, and we will be back next week.
All right, you guys, see you next time.
Bye.